Welcome to the Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Tavov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Locha Aleph. We're starting in the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Shnehem Pturim, meaning if you have a Baal HaBayis in the house who gives an item to the Ani, and the Ani takes it from the hand of the Baal HaBayis, so both of them are Pater, because none of them did a full Melacha. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Baracho b'shem Chizkiel and Rabbonim b'shem Abir Yochanan, Mishem, in other words, it's like a saying in the Gemara, Mishum, because Shnaim she'osu melocha achas. It's considered to be as two people doing one melocha. It's one melocha, the melocha that starts with the Akira picking up in Rishus Hayachid and landing in Rishus Rabim and vice versa, is being done by two people. Says the Gemara now, Rav shal l'Rebbe. Rav asked Rebbe, Nosol noy acher chaviloy ha'kseifoy v'shochach v'yitzio. One placed an item on someone's body, and this person who has now the item on his body started walking and went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, the explanation of the question is Akiras Gufoy, moving the body, is that considered to be like Akiras Chefetz? We learned in the Mishnah that in order to be chayav, one needs to take the item from Rishus HaYochid and bring it to Rishus HaRabim. He has to do akira, which is picking up the item. If the item is on his body and he moves his body, is that considered to be akira? B'machzoiro tinyono merlei, in the second machzor, second time they learned it, when they did a madur baso, so then he told him, chayav, she'eino doime lo'oiso. Is chayav in that case, it's not similar to our Mishnah. What is it different than our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah, the yad, the hand, is not considered to be a separate entity. So the Baal HaBayis picks up a chayfetz, an item, and puts it into the hand of the Ani. And then the Ani takes his hand, brings it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The hand is not considered to be akira. Because the hand, yodo bosor gufo griro, the hand is associated and connected to the body. So even though the hand is stretched right now into the house, it's still considered to be not really sitting in the house. And therefore, when the Ani takes the item outside, there's no akira over here. But the body, if the body is standing in Rishus HaYochid, and one starts to walk and to go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that is considered to be akira. That is considered to be as if he's taking the item from Rishus HaYochid, bringing it out to Rishus HaRabim. In other words, an item in the hand is not considered to be sitting or landing in Rishus HaYochid. But an item on the body is considered to be sitting in Rishus HaYochid. And you may list, Sovar Rebbe, Kivan Shakaris Raglov, Kamoi Shakaris Achefetz. Once he moves his legs, as if he's moving the item which is attached to his body. So says the Makor to Rebbe, Al Daite the Rebbe, Hayaim v'shus harabim v'zorak, v'kidim v'kol to Rishus HaYochid now. One is standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he throws an item, runs to Rishus HaYochid, and catches the item. Now that we established that, according to Rebbe, there's a difference between the hand and the body, meaning if there's an item on the body of a person, it's considered to be that it's ready, it's sitting in the Rishus where he is. But if he's holding his hand out and stretching something out, it's not necessarily considered to be sitting in the Rishus where it is. So the Gemara says, if I have a person who was in Rishus HaRabim, and he runs into Rishus HaYochid, and he catches an item, is that considered to be that it's already sitting in Rishus HaYochid? Or the hand is not considered to be a Mokam Anacha. The hand is not considered to be that it's sitting in the Rishus where the item is. Says the Gemara, V'lav Rebbe, the Rebbe Ovad Avir Mechitzos Kimamosho. But didn't we already mention, the Rebbe holds, that when you have something in the airspace of Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be as if it landed in Rishus HaYochid. The Avir Mechitzos, the airspace of the Rishus, is Kimamosho, as if it's in the bottom, it's in the floor of the Rishus. Meaning, according to Rebbe, when something is in the airspace of Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be as if it's landed. So even if the hand is not considered to be a Mokim of Hanocho, ignore the hand. It's right now in the air of Rishus HaYochid. So it's considered to be as if it landed in Rishus HaYochid. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzucha Deloi, meaning the case that we're talking about is, Haya Oimid B'Rishus HaYochid V'Zorik V'Kidim V'Kotol Rishus HaRabim. He's standing in Rishus HaYochid, and he's running to Rishus HaRabim and catching in Rishus HaRabim. Is it considered to be as if it landed in Rishus HaRabim, or the hand is not considered to be a Mokam Hanocho, and therefore it's not considered to be that it landed over there? And the reason why here the suffix does apply, because if Shusay Rabin, then Rabbi doesn't say that the ear space is like the ground. Only Shusay Yochid says it. So in Shusay Rabin, when it's in the ear, it's not considered to be landed. The shail is, if it's in the hand, is it considered to be landed or not? Says Gemara Ashkach Tani, we found a bryce, a Rabbi Poite at Shoshet Tanuach, a clear bryce that says that he's not chayav until it doesn't rest in the land of Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Says the Gemara now, Amar Avoin, Rabbi Uben Azai, Rabbi Akiva, Shloishtam Amru Dover Echad. Meaning these three, they both have the same concept that an airspace is considered to be like landing, but in different locations. As the Gemara goes on and explains, and some of it we already mentioned in the previous Dapim. Rabbi Ovad Ovir Mechitzoiz Kemamoshon. Rabbi Ovad, to the airspace of Shusay Yochid, is considered to be as if it landed in Shusay Yochid. Benazi Ovad Ovir Karmelis Kemamoshon. Benazi Ovad, that's what we started in the beginning of the parak, that he holds that the airspace of a Karmelis is considered to be as if it landed in the Karmelis. And Rabbi Kiva Ovad Ovir Shusay Rabbim Kemamoshon. Rabbi Kiva added even the airspace of Shusay Rabbim is considered to be as if it landed in Shusay Rabbim. You have Kluto Kemishunho even in Shusay Rabbim. So the three opinions hold that the airspace is like landing, but the question is where? One says Rosh Hashanah Yochid, one adds Karmelis, one adds even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And now that we mentioned these Rishuyos, now we come to the rule. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There's four Rishuyos, four domains in Shabbos. What are the four domains? Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Gemara is going to explain it in a moment. But Rosh Hashanah Yochid is the private domain. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is the public domain. The Karmelis, which is a middle domain. And here the Gemara Yerushalmi says, what's the fourth one? Mevois she'enom mefuloshim. Which means for us, a cul-de-sac. It's a mavoi, it's a street that there's many small chatzeiros, courtyards open to it. But it's not mefulosh, meaning it's a dead end. That place, midoraisa sedushus ayochid. Rabbanon were machmir that you need to make an eruv in order to be able to carry in this mavoi. So the gears of the Yerushalmi is that's the fourth Rishus. I have Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim, I have a Karmelis, and then I have a fourth one, which is really Rishus Yochid, but Rabbanu Mer Machmeni, that's the fourth one. In the Bavli, the fourth Rishus is what's called Mokom Ptur, which Mokom Ptur already mentioned briefly before, is a place which is not even a Karmelis, and you're allowed to take Rishus Yochid to the Mokom Ptur, and Rishus Rabim to the Mokom Ptur. And the Gemara will mention it later, but the Yerushalmi doesn't include it as one of the Rishuyos, and the Mefarshim explained the reason is because we just include things where you have a chiyu, you have an isser, you have something you're not allowed to do. Mokom Ptur, there's no isser. So that's why, according to this gear, so the four Rishuyos, we don't mention Mokom Ptur as the fourth place, we mention something else. So it says the Gemara, Ve'ezu Ishu Sayochid, what is the private domain? Chorit Shu Omek Asora Verochav Arbo. You have a ditch which the depth of 10 fachim and has the width of 4. Or a goder shu gavoya asor v'rochav rabo. Or you have a fence which has the height of 10 and the width of 4 atop. Zoi Rosh Hashanah Yochid Gemura on top of the fence or in the ditch is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid is a private domain. Ve'ei zoi Rosh Hashanah Rabin Gemura, what's a public domain? Istartio, a big road that goes from one city to another. Upaltio is the town square where everybody comes together and gathers. Umidbar, the desert, when Am Yisrael was there, as we'll see. Umevois, amifuloshim, when you have big streets that go from one side of the city to the other. And the din is, Eim Utsim, Ushusayochid, Ushusarabim. You're not allowed to take out items from the private domain to the public domain. Fulomachnis, Ushusarabim, Ushusayochid. And also, you can't bring in from the public domain to the private domain. Fim Oitsi, Oichnis, if a person did do it, Shoigeg, if he did by mistake, Chayev Chatos, has to be a Korban Chatos to pay some Migdosh. Mezid, his Chayev Koris Viniskal. There is a Chiyuv Koris if there was no Asura, if there was no Edim, so Koris comes from Shamayim, and there's Kilo stoning if there was Edim and Asura. Echada Moitzi, Echada Machnis, Echada Moishid, Echada Zoyvik. Doesn't matter if someone took it out or brought it in. Took it out to Yishus Rabbi and brought it into Yishus Hayochit, or HaMoishit, he passed it into Yishus Hayochit, or HaZoyek, or he threw it into Yishus Hayochit. In all these cases, you have the Chiyuv. Continues the Gemara in Davov Amud Beis, Yam Ubiko, Yam is the sea, Biko is the valley, Veistavo, an area in front of the stores where the merchants sit, Veiskupo, which is an entrance to the house, it's like the doorpost, an extension of the doorpost, Vekarmelis, we'll see soon what Karmelis is. That's a middle domain. It's not a public domain, but it's not also a private domain because it doesn't have the full mechitzas. You're not supposed to carry in them. If he did do it, he's potter. Because it's only the rabbanon, not the raiso. This list of karmelis is all mentioned in the Mishnah. Yam, the sea, the tanin and tamon, we learned, hazorik biyam arba ham is potter. Someone who throws four hamas in the sea is potter. It's an amishu serabim. Loi sartov arba ham is bayam, elafilu zorik b'chol hayam potter. Not only if he throws four hamas within the sea, but zorik b'chol hayam refers to zorik something from outside of the sea into the sea. Shekol hayam nikro karmelis. The entire sea is called a karmelis, meaning it's not considered to be a public domain or a private domain, and therefore it's a karmelis. Biko ve'ali tanina biko b'moisa chamo ushus hayochid l'shabes v'ushus harabim l'tumo. In the summer months, people do go into the valley, but not many. So it's not considered to be a public domain for Shabbos. But regarding Tumo, in order for a place to be considered to be a concealed place for Tumo, because we learn Tumo regarding a place which is concealed from Soito, who goes and conceals herself. So regarding Tumo, this is not considered to be a private domain. It's considered to be a public domain because people still go into the valley. But in the rain season, even for Shabbos, because nobody goes in there. So right now it sounds like a valley is Rishus HaYochid. Something where that cannot be. Because if you're Rishus HaYochid, if it's Mama Rishus HaYochid, so you should not need to surround it with Kalim in order to create a Rishus HaYochid and be able to camp there on Shabbos. But we learned in Masechet Seiruvin, you can carry in the valley only if you surround it with Kalim. Why? If it's Rishus HaYochid. So you see for me, it's not Rishus HaYochid. It's a karmelis. It's called Rishus HaYochid because it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's not a public domain. But it's not a private domain either until you don't put kalim around it. So you see from here that the valley is a karmelis. Istavo, though we said, that's in front of the stores. A bridge which doesn't have four walls underneath it, because you can go from one to place to another. According to Rabbi Yudo, that's considered to be that it has walls, because you say Pitikro Yori Vesoysen, the edge of the bridge is considered to be as if it's going down and closing the area under the bridge. Chachamim say no. Chachamim say it's not considered to be as if you have walls over here. So Chachamim don't say Mechayvim, they're causing it to be Chayv Chatos. They just say Yisrim, not just only Yisrim Derabonon. Why? Because the public doesn't go into it. It's not considered to be completely a public domain. It's a karmelis. Similar to the bridges is the area in front of the stores. Iskupa, which is the doorpost, extended doorpost. The Tanina, we learned, someone took out food from the inside, from the Rishus HaYochid, and put it on the doorpost. Doesn't matter if he himself continued afterwards and took the food that he put on the doorpost and took it to Rishus HaRabim, or someone else did it, Potter. He didn't do it in one shot. So the doorpost, that could say to be a Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, something in between, which means it's a karmelis, and therefore you're not chayav. The more just continues the diuk. Haim also melachta v'asachas chayav. If he did it in one shot, he took an item from Rishus HaYochid, walked through the doorpost, through the eskupo, and reached Rishus HaRabim, then he's chayav if he didn't stop. But as we learned before, because of it as it holds, when you walk, it's considered to be as if you're standing. So it's considered to be as if you landed in the doorpost and then continued. But al kulpani, you see from here that a doorpost is a karmelis. Says the Gemara now, karmelis, why is it called karmelis? Tanya b'chiyo, karmel. What is karmel? It's a certain level where the tvua, where the grain reaches. Rach mole, it's soft and full. Meaning it's soft, it's not moist, but it's not dry either. It's something in between. So a karmel refers to something which is not public and not private, something in between. And that's what Gemara concludes. Ein noy lo yilach ve lo yovish, elo beinuni, it's the middle. V'hocho ein elo shus harabim, lo shus hayochid, elo karmelis. So that's why it's called karmelis in general. Now, in the list of locations which are considered to be karmelis, one of these locations was called karmelis. So the Gemara asks, "Ezui karmelis, what is the location which has the name karmelis?" Rav Yassim Shabbi Echadon, kegon chanusei debar yustini. It's the area in front of the store of this prison called Bayustini, and that's a certain location which is clearly not a Rishus HaYachid and not a Rishus HaRabim, and that's the middle ground, and it has the title, the name of this place, called Carmelis. Now the Gemara concludes with the fourth Rishus that we mentioned, Chotza Sharabim. A Chotza belongs to many people, and it has Mechitzit all around it, just many people are using it. Umevoyus She'enim Mefuloshim. You have the Mavoi, which is not open from edge to edge. It's the cul-de-sac, the dead end. The many chatzir is open to it. So it has three mechitzes. And it's really considered to, it should have been a private domain. But it happens to be that many people use it. Im irvu mutarim vim loy irvu asuim. Rabbanan, we go there. You have to do an eruv in order to be metaltal in it. And if not, you're not allowed to be metaltal in it, even though, midor raiso, it is a private domain. So we discussed the four reshurs that Gemara mentioned in Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is going to continue now in the next Amud to continue in discussing the details of Carmelis. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Davov.